All right, here's another crazy story on the opposite side. The side that makes me feel like terrorists are the ones, in fact, running America. Sean, you're familiar with American Legions.
Sure.
All right, so an American Legion in Ohio honors a student for standing up for his beliefs. Sean, what do you think his beliefs were? A high school student standing up for his beliefs.
Military? From America, my grandfather's a member of the American Legion. And
pro-America.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he liked something as controversial as the American flag.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the American Legion a million times in those dinners and all that stuff. So, yeah, something like that. That's what.
Would you call it controversial? You know how, especially growing up here in Mississippi, you know, you see people riding around, even in cars, they have like the American flag pole and they'll have a flag on the back of their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of tacky. Just at the end of the day, a flag, it's kind of tacky, but I'm not judging you. I mean, I think it's cool when I see it, but I can also acknowledge, even though I may like it, it's kind of tacky to ride around with a huge flag flying.
Yeah.
Well, this guy had probably about a 3x5 flag on the back of his pickup truck. You know, you can slide a flagpole into the receiver hitch and kind of have a flag on it.
Sure.
Out of Harrison, Ohio, the East Central High School student who refused to take his American flag off his truck when the school asked him to is now being honored by the American Legion for standing up for what he believes in. It has been 6 days since high school senior Cameron Blazik was told to take the flag off his truck just for East Central school officials to change their minds the next day. On Wednesday evening, veterans gathered outside an American Legion in Harrison to honor Blazik with the Red, White, and Blue Award, along with $3,000 for his patriotism and courage. Quote, "All I ever wanted in the first place was just to fly my American flag on the back of my truck. I didn't want anything more or less than that," the student told Fox 19. Here's the backstory.
Okay.
Last week, school officials asked Blazik to remove the flag. They told me that if I didn't take it down, this is what really, really grinds my gears. Said they told the school told him if he didn't take his flag down, it could be seen as offensive to other students, and other students could fly more offensive flags. Less than 24 hours later, the school changed its mind. I bet they did. Changed his mind, sending out a letter to parents and students, which read in part, this is short and we'll move on. It says, after careful consideration and in recognition of the importance of the U.S. flag as a symbol of unity and national identity, I am pleased to inform you all that we will be allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students at East Central High School parking lot. Bro, what type of negative? I blame this on the Democrats and Colin Kaepernick.
Well,
the fact that somehow we look at the American flag in America as somehow being offensive.
And this is in Ohio. This is not Oregon. So
no, this is the Midwest, the Rust Belt. I mean, rather conservative type areas.
Sure. Remember what I talked about last week about faculty lounge politics?
Yeah.
This is the example that I was talking about. This is exactly what this is. So these some administrators and teachers and got around and sat around and said, we're going to make a policy that some flags could be offensive. All flags are offensive, but including the U.S. flag.
I bet you $100 that one of those teachers that decided that was a good idea has a rainbow flag in their classroom.
They may or may not. I'm not saying that they do or they don't. Maybe they do. I can see it. But I can tell you, this is what I was... When I was talking about faculty lounge politics, let me explain that. In theory, they're thinking this sounds like a good idea, because when you think about it, like, how stupid is that? Who would ever think the American flag is offensive? Like, just regular people, like, nobody would think that's offensive. But them in their little tiny bubble sit there and say, oh, well, you know, this flag could be offensive because of this reason. Oh, you know, maybe the American flag here. They just thinking in their own head. But when it comes out as a policy and then you see something like this, people are like, oh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. Could you imagine for a second to point out how ridiculous this is? Because I'm guessing maybe there's some Middle Eastern students or something there. And I don't know. Maybe it's black students that find the American flag offensive. Whatever. Could you imagine me and you going to Palestine?
Mm-hmm.
And telling them that we find their flag offensive and they should take it down?
Yeah.
What would happen to us?
Well, nothing good.
We'd probably get thrown off a building.
Yeah, I mean, I would just wonder. This is where it's so hard for me to fathom how anybody would think the flag of the country was offensive.
Like, you're here.
I don't deal
with it.
Yeah, I mean, but if you don't like it, don't come here. Like, that's just, don't. You know, if you don't like it, just, you don't have to be here. I mean, I get that, but But that the faculty actually came up with this policy is what's so interesting to me, and didn't think that this was the stupidest thing ever.
Like, nobody break checked it.
Yeah, like nobody was like walked in the room like me or you, like, are y'all like high? I mean, or like, is this just like, is everybody like hitting the bong today and thinking this is a good idea?
Like, now, nobody said no.
Like, if somebody, it was kind of like we're talking about the police officer with the pee, like, you feel like you don't have to have the chief to tell you not to do that. Mm-mm. That's just something you shouldn't do. Well, okay, if someone shows up to school with a Nazi flag, fine, take it down. But, and we could, you know, contemplate that. It seems like that's such a stupid, crazy thing to do that no one would do it, but somebody might, fine, that's a policy. But the American flag, I mean, it just...
And I'm going to say something. How do I say this properly? I 100% wholeheartedly disagree with anybody flying a Nazi flag.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have the sack to do it, you should be allowed to say, hey, I'm the idiot in the room.
Oh, I didn't say you couldn't. Like, look, if you want to walk down State Street with the Nazi flag, do it and call me so I can video it.
I hope you're,
you know, like, and see the response to it is what I mean.
You're expressing your First Amendment. I sure hope you're expressing your Second.
Yeah, at that point, you're gonna be the FAFO Grand Champion.
100%.
It's like Bruce Willis in that Die Hard.
Die Hard 3.
When he's wearing the sign that's got the racial expletives on it, and he's like in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, he's about to F. You know, so I mean, if you want to do something that's stupid, go ahead. I mean, it's just like I always say. Look, I think we should be free enough to burn the flag if you want to, but if you burn it, there's going to be consequences, and you may, you know, get your butt whooped, and which you probably should. But
yeah, it said we got to take a break, but it said escalate to more offensive flags, even suggesting that flag was offensive. But who's going to see the American flag that's an American and think, well, what's next? What's more offensive than that? I mean, I can think of offensive flags, like you mentioned the Nazi flag, but take that out, remove that little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, what's more offensive? If somebody wants to fly the American flag, fly it. If a kid wants to fly the trans flag from the back of their vehicle, it's their vehicle. I don't care.
Yeah, me either. I don't care. Do what you want.
I'm going to tell you can't do it. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yarkaran.